by providing secure, transparent, and efficient systems for everything from cattle tracking to crop management, blockchain can help ensure that American agriculture remains competitive in a digital world. I'm Corinne LaRue, and this is the American Ag Network. Blockchain technology is often associated with cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Solana, Ethereum, and of course, the popular coin born from an internet joke, Dogecoin. But its applications extend far beyond digital currencies. In agriculture, blockchain has the potential to streamline processes, enhance transparency, and improve market access for producers, all while fostering innovation that can help rural America thrive. This was the central theme at the House Subcommittee on Commodity Markets, Digital Assets, and Rural Development hearing held at the beginning of April, where key stakeholders explored how blockchain technology can transform the agricultural landscape. If you're familiar with blockchain technology, feel free to skip ahead about 2 minutes to the 3 minute mark as I do a quick rundown of what the blockchain concept is. Imagine a notebook that everyone in the world can see, but no one can erase or change what's written in it. This notebook keeps a list of transactions, like when someone buys something or sends money. Every time a new transaction happens, it gets added to a page in the notebook. These pages are like blocks, and they're connected in a chain, one after the other, which is why it's called blockchain. Once a page is written, no one can change it. And since everyone can see it, everyone knows exactly what's going on, and no one can cheat or lie about the transactions. It's secure and trusted by a lot of people because it's transparent and permanent. The internet is like a giant highway that connects computers all around the world. Blockchain uses this highway to share information between these computers. When a new transaction happens, like someone sending money or making a purchase, that information gets sent to a network of computers over the internet. Each of these computers checks to make sure the transaction is valid, like making sure the money hasn't been spent already, and then agrees to add it to the blockchain, which is stored across all of them. This process is known as decentralization because no single computer or company controls it. It's spread out among many, and everyone has a copy of the same information. And since everyone has a copy of the same information, if for some reason one goes offline or is destroyed, that information doesn't change. The internet makes it possible for blockchain to work quickly and securely, allowing everyone to stay in sync with the same records at the same time. It's like a global team of computers working together over the internet to keep track of things, ensuring that everything is accurate and fair. I've posted a longer explanation of how the blockchain works on our website, AmericanAgNetwork.com, and I've included a link to that article in the show notes. Now we're all caught up. One of the most discussed benefits of blockchain tech in agriculture is its ability to increase transparency and trust across the supply chain. As emphasized by Mark Tagg, founder and chief revenue officer of Cattleproof Verified LLC, blockchain can provide immutable records of transactions that are transparent from the moment an animal is born to its processing at the slaughterhouse. This kind of traceability, particularly in the beef industry, can unlock premium pricing opportunities for producers. By linking each head of cattle to verifiable data on its upbringing, ranchers can command higher prices for their products. Here's Tagg explaining that.
One of the ways we do this is we use USDA process verified programs. We started with those programs because to date, those are the best ways to identify individual head of cattle. And by putting that data on an immutable ledger, that is, you can trust that ledger from start to finish. It can't be changed, or it can be changed, but the recordation of that change will occur. So it provides transparency from the birth of that animal to the harvest of that animal.
Blockchain's transparency also helps eliminate the risks associated with traditional paper-based systems, which can be prone to errors or fraud.
You know, we haven't changed in 150 years. We've been doing it the same way for a long, long time. And it's just become inefficient, and it really breaks down trust, because when you have a paper trail, or if you're relying on paper versus an immutable ledger, papers get lost, for example, right? You know, we have that nightmare tale of losing your cabin records in the washing machine because you forgot to take your cabin book out.
In a system based on a decentralized ledger, data integrity is ensured, allowing consumers, suppliers, and regulators to trust the information without relying on a central authority.
We specifically chose blockchain versus a central eBay, PayPal type of model because Even then, you're still having to trust a central authority or a central person to trust that data, and there's potential for bias there. Blockchain is a distributed ledger. There is no bias. We specifically chose that for the trust factor over creating just a central eBay PayPal type.
Another major advantage of blockchain technology discussed at the hearing was its potential to reduce delays in payment and increase the efficiency of transactions. In the traditional transaction process, farmers often face delays in receiving payments due to the time it takes for checks to clear through multiple intermediaries. Blockchain allows for real-time settlement of payments, ensuring that producers are paid quickly while also allowing other parties involved, such as lenders and brokers, to receive payments immediately.
Essentially today, if we take our cattle to market, we sell them at a sale barn. The sale barn gets paid their amount. The sale barn takes the check. They hold the check, then the check goes to the bank, and the bank holds the check, and et cetera. So from the date you deliver your cattle, to the day that you get paid for your cattle, there's a delay there of days or even weeks. Using blockchain technology and smart contracts there, we can absolutely make that almost instantaneous, but also ensure that lien holders and other people that are in that transaction also get instantly paid with full compliance.
This shift could significantly reduce the financial strain on producers, particularly during times of tight margins when cash flow is critical. Times like today, where small, medium, and large-scale producers look to options in precision farming to save on input costs. Mike Horton, project creator at GeodeNet Foundation, says utilizing blockchain technology to connect GPS reference stations creates a network that allows for precise positioning real-time kinematics.
The way precise positioning helps farmers is that when you farm a field, if you drive the tractor manually, you'll have anywhere from 10 to 20% of overlap. Like you basically drive over the same area multiple times. By having centimeter accurate GPS, you're able to let the machine steer itself, and it avoids that overlap. And that translates directly into reduced input costs, such as fuel and chemicals when you're spraying. And that really drops to the bottom line. Now, traditionally, centralized solutions to this problem have either lacked coverage in certain areas or they've been pretty darn expensive, and that's provided a hard time for smaller operators to get an ROI with the technology. Through this kind of community-based approach, is how this blockchain-based GeoNet network works, we've been able to bring that cost substantially down and introduce the precision agriculture technology to a lot of new farmers.
In Horton's example, producers have options to introduce precision ag practices that don't require brand new tractors.
So there's two solutions. One solution is to use the technology that's already on the equipment, and most modern equipment, or I should say all modern equipment being built today by folks like John Deere, Case, and AGCO does come equipped, ready to connect to a network like GeodeNet. And then there are solutions for retrofitting machines. So you can put on a retrofit kit that will actually sort of put a motor on the steering wheel, which will let it to automatically steer. And those are also extremely popular and lets you utilize older assets and bring value out of them.
Despite the clear benefits of blockchain, the integration of this type of tech into the ag space isn't without its challenges, particularly when it comes to rural access. Unsurprisingly, experts point to rural broadband as a critical piece of the puzzle. Horton underscored the importance of decentralized physical infrastructure networks, or deep-in networks, in reaching rural farmers. These networks, which are built on blockchain, allow for cost-effective, decentralized data transmission, helping farmers in remote areas access precise data and services that were previously unavailable to them.
People have been trying to build this kind of network for 20 years, and both centralized companies as well as governments have spent a lot of money trying to put up stations and create a network, and it just hasn't happened. And GeodeNet in 2 years has been able to build the world's largest network in terms of stations by more than a factor of two. And I think at the root of that is the underlying blockchain and the incentive that you can provide by having a token. Our network does rely on having good internet connectivity, but I think that these decentralized protocols called deep-in networks, these decentralized physical infrastructure networks, really offer an attractive way to extend coverage out to rural areas very cost-effectively.
We live in a time where cybersecurity is a downright necessity, and Horton says they've got that covered.
In our case, the hardware itself has a cryptographic chip in there that is certified by the foundation, and that's what allows us to support a decentralized deployment of these stations, is that there is actually a device in there that is programmed to sign the data and ensure that data is authentic and originated from a real GeoNet station. We also leverage the infrastructure and space. The different satellite constellations have different data that comes down, and our devices get to see, because we have a global footprint, we see that data first, and we can use that as kind of a code to make sure that people aren't faking the data.
While broadband infrastructure is vital for advancing blockchain technology in rural spaces, blockchain demand in rural America leads to more broadband development, or as Tegg puts it, the rising tide lifts all boats.
I believe that investment in rural broadband structure, particularly in the rural areas, is vitally important, especially for what I do. Without that, I'm kind of a non-starter, right? But I do also believe that blockchain technology is bringing a lot of things to bear that will make that investment in rural broadband technology much more attractive, because we're actually bringing real-world use cases that need a lot of piping, so to speak, to come back to the market.
And that interest is something Horton's experienced firsthand.
We presented the idea first at the Institute of Navigation's GNSS Plus conference, and it's a very conservative community. We thought the idea of using blockchain to solve this problem of a reference station network would be, you know, controversial. We didn't know if people would like it, and in turn, it won the Best Presentation Award, and immediately attracted folks from the industry to help us participate and create this network.
As the blockchain continues to evolve, it's clear that its integration into agriculture could become a driving force behind rural economic development. But for any of this to become possible, Tegg says education is vital, not just for farmers, but for lawmakers and regulatory agencies too. While farmers and ranchers remain hesitant about embracing digital technologies, beyond that, regulatory agencies like the CFTC and SEC need to understand what they're regulating and, in turn, provide clear and sensible guidelines. Here's Representative Zach Nunn of Iowa explaining the regulatory uncertainty that's occupied the digital asset space.
We'll take Ethereum, for example. Look, first, Mr. Chairman, it was treated in 2018 as a security, and the SEC official said that it was not. And certainly as securities changed, and the CFTC then agreed. But then we went to the Biden administration. And under the Biden administration, the SEC labeled it as a security, and the CFTC called it a commodity. Now we've got a conflict. Going forward, I've asked both the former chair of the SEC and the CFTC, right here in this room, chairman will recall, to help provide some clarity for this issue. And guess what? We walked away more confused than where we began. That is not good for American investment. That's not great for American innovation. And most importantly, this allows our competitors in this space to be highly successful when they have some framework, and the United States is looking at overregulating something that it clearly can't even figure out on its own.
I could go farther into the rabbit hole on the SEC and CFTC, and I might on another episode. But what we know now is there seems to be more communication between the agencies and Congress to come up with a coherent regulatory regime. The role of regulatory certainty in fostering innovation is a key point. So without clear regulations, the agriculture sector risks falling behind in the digital asset space. The push for clear legislation on digital assets, particularly in terms of market structure and investor protection, is essential for ensuring that the benefits of blockchain can be fully realized. Thanks for joining me for an in-depth look at how blockchain technology can transform the agriculture industry. For the American Ag Network, I'm Corinne LaRue.